A close approximation, said the empathic entity when Robert voiced his theory. The Godhead's dream state is a continual thought process which he can voluntarily enter or use and from which he exiled me so long ago. It is both his greatest strength and his greatest weakness. The drone had brought the suspenser couch to a halt. From its upper disc, a pair of jointed arms unfolded, holding between them a frail-looking mesh cap. We are at the centre of the dream gyrus, Robert Horst. Shall we commence? Robert drew a deep breath. I think we should, while I still have some optimism left. The empathic entity made no reply as it slipped the mesh cap over his head. Something sparkled at the centre of Robert's field of vision and radiated outwards. Suddenly, all the vague images became sharp, at least the slower-moving, more complete ones did. There was a layered hierarchy of sights and sounds, important ones that were focused, detailed, and often in full colour, secondary ones that drifted in and out of the translucent background, and peripheral monochrome ones that formed sequences of snapshots, strong and expressive moments that came and went, often repeating. Just then, the central image was of a circular passageway cluttered with consoles along one side and couches along the other, while a short woman with curly black hair spoke with someone in one of the couches, also a woman. He was mildly startled as he recognised them from the auditorium. The woman in the couch was Julia, while the other was Talavera. Engrossed, he wondered if the cloud of secondary images were at all related. Robert, you must clear your mind and revive your memories of the Tanenth and their world. He turned his head away, trying to recall his visit to that vast water cavern filled with that computer-run simulation of an entire world and its inhabitants. He saw again the AI machine which the Tanenth made in their own image, a curious, elongated, squid-like being, and recalled the tour of that world, its cities and peoples, all rendered in perfect detail. As the memories passed across his own mind's eye, they also flowed through the co-interface and into the Godhead's dream state. With every passing moment, the world of the Tanenth extended itself throughout the dream gyrus and beyond. What happens next? Robert said. When this extrapolation from your memories reaches its visualization limit, I shall drive the boundaries of the dream gyrus outwards to encompass the Godhead's conscious awareness. Then... The empathic entity paused and its drone rotated slowly. Is this element part of your memories? All around them, the squid-like Tanenth were gathering in a large, circular, paved area surrounded by round, squat buildings with flat, disc-shaped roofs. As Robert watched, the Tanenth passed glassy bulbs amongst themselves, drinking from them before passing them on. It took a minute or so for the poison to work, for the Tanenth to fall limply onto the paving stones. I was shown scenes like this, Robert said, feeling shaken, but from a distance, not this close. The mass suicide played out again and again in different settings, in a communal home, in some kind of factory, in an outdoor arena. It was the sight of hundreds of thousands of sentient creatures voluntarily ending their lives. Robert felt the tears burning on his cheeks.